when you understand this guidance system, and when you understand that you are the creator of your experience, and that you are attracting what you think and speak about, even those things you do not want, if you're thinking about them and feeling emotion about them, you are attracting them into your experience. Then you can begin to be the deliberate creator of your experience. Upon this subject of addiction, it is our absolute knowing that you did not get here by miscreating. You got here because you wanted. Sometimes what you wanted was to be disassociated from the reality that is. You wanted an escape, or you wanted to feel happier. But it was out of your wanting, in most cases, that you acted in the direction of this addiction. And so now you say, but wait, is there not contradiction here? I wanted that drink, and look what it has led to. And we say, it is our absolute knowing that at some point along the way, there was not positive emotion associated with that action, but negative emotion. And had you known then what you know now, you could have used that guidance to say, this is inappropriate action. It matters not how you got where you are. Spend no time looking back. Spend no time trying to justify or trying to blame yourself or blame another. There is no value in that. Instead, evaluate where you are and see how it fits with what you are wanting. And once you have decided what it is that you want, hold your thoughts there. And it is our absolute promise to you that as you focus upon what it is that you want, you will be led to the appropriate action that will take you to where you want to be. And it is also our anticipation that it will be action in joy, not action in pain. As we observe some of the treatment that is offered to those who are considered to be addicted, we see that it is not effective for a number of different reasons. Sometimes it is because the one who is addicted does not want change, and so we say no change is in order. Sometimes it is ineffective because those who are wanting to assist encourage you to think about how you got there. They encourage you to talk about all of the trouble related to it. And we say, you are getting what you are thinking about. And so as you are focusing upon anything, you are attracting it to you. Spend no time thinking about what is that is not wanted. And spend as much time as you can find thinking about what is wanted. We cannot state it more simply. And there is not more valuable word that we can offer to you. We would say that a tendency is something that you usually do. And the habit is something that you almost always do. A compulsion is that which you always do. An addiction is that which you always do, even as you resist the idea. Even as you really would rather do something else. We use your words in the way that most of you use them. And so we would say that addiction is ordinarily offered when speaking of something that you are doing that you no longer want to do. You find yourself doing it out of habit. Your habits of thought and your habits of word and your habits of action lead you to all sorts of things that you do not want. But because you have not understood how you're getting what you're getting, you have not been able to make the association. There are those who are addicted to beating up on themselves. There are those who are addicted to poverty. There are those who are addicted to illness, for they have gone past the tendency, past the habit, past the compulsion, until they cannot stop themselves, or seemingly cannot stop themselves from thinking and speaking about what they do not want. If you have some sort of addiction or habit or tendency that no longer pleases you, rather than feeling weak and defeated, recognize that you may release it as easily as you accepted it. The only reason an addiction seems or feels difficult to release is because you have been spewing that red mist for a very long time. It is not possible to stop thinking about something. Now, what we are meaning by that is when we say, do not think about that, at the very moment that you are trying not to think about that, you are thinking about that which you are not supposed to think about. One who is no longer wanting to smoke finds himself wanting to smoke more when he is in a discussion about not smoking than at many other times. The conversation about not doing it stimulates the wanting to do it, because the subject has been brought forth and the desire is already existing within. And so what we are really speaking about is switching desires of what is wanted and letting your desire to have one thing win over your desire to have another.